Angela Pryor is the Democratic candidate for Missouri's 134th district race. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
First, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born here in Springfield. I grew up in Branson, so I spent about my first 30 years in Branson and then moved to Springfield in 98. And after 9/11, my husband and I moved to Arizona for about 5 years, Kansas City for 4, D.C. for 2, and we've been back in Springfield now for 3 years.
Okay. Tell us about your work, your employment.
I've been in business management, warehouse, retail management all of my life. Started that in Branson, and that was pretty well kept me throughout my career. And then I got into, and when I worked in Virginia with the Marine Corps Association and Foundation, which is nonprofit and supports at Quantico, Virginia, supports the Marine scholarship funds and different things. And so I was I did warehouse management there, and I handled their e-commerce and retail.
Okay. What motivated you to run for office?
When we moved back 3 years ago, we're empty nesters, so, you know, our attention has shifted. And I've had the time to really look and see what was going on with Missouri. And there's quite a few things that I haven't been particularly happy about. And I did reach out to my representative a few times and have met with him and talked with him, and didn't really find that to be tremendously successful. So I decided to go ahead and run.
Before we get into some of those issues, how would you just characterize the 134th district?
The demographic of the district?
Sure, and how you perceive it, and maybe what you think some of the issues are that those citizens might want to see enforced in the legislature.
Yeah, I think, you know, an overwhelming concern for everyone is the cost of health care and the inaction in our state from our legislators, despite the fact that all the research, University of Missouri research, statewide Chamber of Commerce, all the medical, the hospitals, all support Medicaid expansion, and that it is viable and actually financially beneficial for our state to do that. So, and then people are very concerned about their health care costs, and a lot of that comes from our legislation as well, because they have not done their job to get the correct rules in place for our state to conform with the Affordable Care Act. So things like rate review, which finally we are going to have, they did pass that, a version of it this last session. So that's something I think a lot of people are concerned about. The district is southwest Springfield, so it starts just here south of campus at Phelps Grove University Heights, and then goes all the way south to the Christian Greene County line and then over west to Scenic. So definitely a diverse age demographic and income demographic. We do have a pretty wide variety of people.
You talked about health care being a big issue of some of those citizens. What else are you hearing in the district?
A lot of people, both of these issues are very nonpartisan. A lot of people were very concerned about our new gun laws that were passed this year, or rather laws that were removed, might be the better way to say it, and then the Castle Doctrine that I don't think a state has passed that since the Trayvon Martin situation in Florida. And I think a lot of people didn't realize that was coming and kind of confused why we're doing that. And certainly I've had a lot of people that are certainly not anti-gun people at all, but don't see how these measures are going to make us safer.
You're talking about constitutional carry?
Yes.
And there was another one?
Yeah, we adopted, I believe it goes into effect January 1. It's known as the, I believe, stand your ground is more commonly used to describe it. So we've always in Missouri had, you can always protect your property and yourself. That's never been an issue if someone's in your home or whatever. But this expands way beyond that. And basically, if you feel that someone might threaten you, then it changes our laws. You know, we used to ask people to just retreat for the safety of themselves and others. And in this case, you know, you can pull a gun and kill them.
And these are issues that you feel, in speaking with the district citizens, they're just wondering what the need for that is?
Well, several of them have expressed that it makes them feel less safe.
Okay.
Which I would assume that our legislators would be trying to create the opposite of that and legislate in a way that people would be and feel more safe.
What are those issues that aren't currently out there or being discussed that the district citizens would like to see passed or debated in the mm-hmm. legislature?
Obviously, that is one. And I hear some people talking about immigration a little bit, but not a great, great deal in the district. Poverty is a definite concern for people. And it seems that it's not so much jobs, but rather quality of jobs.
Okay.
And I think we're seeing that in Springfield quite a lot across the board. We don't seem to have a real, unemployment issue. We do have a poverty issue.
You're up against a Libertarian in this election and also the Republican incumbent in the race. And it is a largely GOP-represented area in southwest Missouri. How would you characterize the challenge that presents for you and how you're going to be encouraging voters to potentially vote Democratic?
I really would like to see this divisiveness that we've had, that it's polarizing what's been going on the last 6 years for sure, maybe even eight. I don't think that the moderate policies of Democrats and Republicans are all that different. We need to look at candidates and not party. And obviously, we need to get people in Jefferson City that want to listen to the constituents, and we need to hold our legislators accountable. They need to communicate with us. When they're there for 5 months, I don't know of any of our representatives that have town hall meetings that. Give people an opportunity to ask them what they're doing and tell them what's important to the constituents. I have gone up to Jefferson City on many occasions to do that sort of thing around things that do concern me. And I don't think it's too much to ask for them to do that in Springfield and wherever their home base is. We need more connectivity from constituents and legislators.
Expanding upon that a little bit more, if you were elected, chances are you're still in a Republican-dominated legislature.
Mm-hmm.
How do you plan to work with that party to help pass legislation and debate items?
Things shouldn't be a party-specific agenda. We should be worried about what's best for the people of Missouri, and the people in Missouri are very diverse. I mean, we're a bellwether state, so typically we have been for over 100 years, with the exception of the last two elections. So I think the things that matter to people are nonpartisan, and we should be able to work together.
What would you characterize are some of the successes and maybe challenges of your party and the legislature as a whole in what you've perceived over the last few years?
Here in Missouri specifically.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think the party's been pretty challenged in Missouri. I mean, obviously, with the supermajority that occurred 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and then a pretty sizable majority before that. There is definitely effective people there that have been the voice of reason, that have been effective in either promoting good things that have gone through or being the voice of reason to prevent some things that haven't made it through. Obviously, the Democratic Party is very concerned about, wages, and we do support unions and what they do, and I've never talked to anybody that's in a union that isn't happy to be in the union. So right to work is a big concern if that does pass in our state. I have not talked to really anybody outside of politics that is for getting that through the legislature.
What makes you the choice candidate in this election?
I'm at a time in my life where I can dedicate the time needed. I'm approaching this as my civic duty. It's not my end game is not to be a lifelong politician. I want to see our state have real ethics reform with contributions. We need to get the money out of our capital. I think most people are aware that we have one individual in our state that has put over $45 million into the pockets of our politicians in the last 8 years. And when that's going on, representation is not happening. So I'm committed that I can do that. I will be my job. I've worked long enough in my life that I can take a lesser salary and do this and fulfill my civic duty.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
So a lot of people are very concerned about our schools and our funding for our public schools. We have continually lowered the goalposts, so to speak. I think Springfield schools, in effect, are looking at a $15 million loss in their budgets. So we need to change our approach with our schools and make that a priority again in our state.
Angela Pryor is the Democratic candidate for Missouri's 134th District race. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thank you.